Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I keep mentioning the states that we're paying the most attention to in these pending midterms. Obviously, Florida, I feel good about Marco Rubio's chances. In spite of the horrific press and the millions of dollars of ad money from outside of Georgia, I still feel pretty good about Herschel Walker's chances. I've gotten to know Senator Tim Scott really, really well. He's an amazing man with an amazing life story and a story that Americans don't get to hear that often. It is beyond insulting things that have been said about him over the years. None of it is true. And when you get to really know the person and know the man, as I have gotten to know, you come to a very different conclusion about who this man is and the good work that he does for this country. He has a new book that is now out. It's on Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com. It's called America, A Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. Senator, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Sean, thank you for having me back, and thank you for having that link so that people can buy my book, America, A Story of Redemption. God bless you. Thank you for your friendship. You have been an amazing speaker of truth. I'm a big believer in John 8:32. You shall know the truth that will set you free. And you are one of the folks that helps us understand truth. You distill it down and you make it digestible. Thank you.
I want you to go into, you dedicate the book to both your mom and your nephew. And I want you to tell a little bit about your life story.
Thank you, John. Let me say this. One of the reasons why I call it America, A Redemption Story is because I was the kind of kid who didn't do very well in life, Sean. As a kid growing up in a single-parent household, I thought all bets were off. There was no way.
By the way, I don't want to give out your report card yet, but wait till you hear what he got on his report card. It's interesting.
And so I thought all bets were off for me. I was growing up in South Carolina. I was drifting in the wrong direction. I failed four subjects my freshman year, including Spanish and English. And as you know, Sean, you fail Spanish and English, they don't call you bilingual. They call you bi-ignorant because you can't speak in any language. And I also failed civics, the study of politics. And that tells me God has a sense of humor.
But you were a really good athlete, correct? You were playing football.
I was playing football, and I thank God for football because literally it kept me focused enough to get my act together. And in this country, if you will work hard, if you will dream big, the most amazing things can happen. And my mother never gave up on me. She told me I was blessed with the greatest citizenship in the world, being an American. And she told me that with God as my foundation, if I would not quit on myself, if I would do the work, she was not going to do it for me. If I would do the work, all things are possible. And one of the things that you read in my book is how if you do the work, this country will afford you the best future you could dream of. And we should be proud of America. We should stand up and shout from the mountaintop that we are blessed beyond recognition because we are Americans and we do get a second chance at life. We do have a story of redemption. Our country has had it, and I've been blessed to live it.
Let's talk about that early life, your life in sports, where what you thought your future was going to be, how you started out. You failed, what, 4 out of 5 classes in college?
Yes.
You suffered a debilitating injury?
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you, Sean, when I was a senior in high school, I fell asleep driving my car down the interstate. And as you would imagine, a 16-year-old sleeping at the wheel who slams on the brakes and jerks the steering wheel, flips into traffic. I slipped through all the eastbound lanes as well as the westbound lanes, went through the windshield, held on to the steering wheel. And one of the reasons why I became a Christian and I believe in supernatural forces from the good Lord is because that car accident where I probably should have died, I survived. And it taught me to put football in its right place. I love football. I didn't like my homework, as you can tell, but I love football. And my thought was the only way for a poor kid to get out of poverty was through football. But I had a mentor, Sean, a guy named John Moniz, a Chick-fil-A operator. I love Chick-fil-A. And
me
John
too.
Moniz, you love it too, Sean?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah. And every conservative should love a place that's open 6 days and closed one. Well, John Moniz literally teaches me that just because you're poor, no matter the color of your skin, if you look in the mirror and take responsibility for yourself, if you learn how to be a business owner, even if you work for somebody else, the most amazing future is yours. And that combination, after the car accident, it became real. And I had a small football scholarship to Presbyterian College, became a Christian, and then a few years later, I went into business for myself. And what John taught me when I was 15 years old until I was 19 became my reality, that I didn't need to play football to be successful. I didn't need to worry about the neighborhood my mother was living in because those were temporary things. Work really hard, and you can buy your mother a house because in America, all things are possible. In my book, I go through the account in America, a redemption story about how it happened in my life and how it could happen in your life. Mentors is such an important part of it. And he was a conservative. One of the things you'll learn in my book is why I became a conservative and why everyone in this country, black, white, red, or brown, should be a conservative too. It is the most remarkable, blessed story that you can read in the book.
The book starts out with a very troubling story about you being young, and I think 7 years old, I read it a while back, refresh my mind, but you were young, and I think, and you talk about it in the book, and there is what I guess was pretty much a typical day in your household when your mom and your dad were together. Your dad apparently was a heavy drinker, violent, abusive, and that incident that you describe in the book. Tell that story.
Yeah, there's no doubt. My dad had some issues without question. And one of the things that happened when I was 7 years old, we were on Air Force Base, and I woke up one morning. My mother had had all that she could take of the challenges in that household. And she decided it was time for us to move back. And my dad, without mincing words, was not kind about what he thought my future looked like. And he was very clear that by leaving him, we had no future. And it was hard to digest, and it stuck like glue to me and to my brother to some extent. And I will say that my mother's courage to move back to South Carolina, in with her parents, into a very small home of 700 square feet, where she ultimately had to share a bedroom with her two sons and a bed so that we could just make ends meet. But the pain and the misery and, frankly, the scar tissue in my life is one of the reasons why I fight so hard for kids today stuck in poverty and single-parent households, because as I grew older, I understood that free market, capitalism, a quality education, these are the tools that set the person free. And I needed that lesson, and I'm so thankful that I learned it at a very vulnerable age. I had the right mentor, the right mom, and the right country, and that's why I believe so dearly that the best is yet to come for this country, in spite of the current challenges that we have through this administration and the horror that comes from bad policy and bad direction.
And then you moved in with your grandparents, and at some point months later, your dad came to claim you and your brother, and your grandfather stood in the way and said, that's not going to happen.
Well, Sean, you read the book. Thank you for doing so. Absolutely. My father came back and decided that it was time to reclaim his kids. Nothing had changed in his life, and my grandfather opened the door and said, not on my watch. It was a very clear and short conversation. We stayed in Charleston, and I learned, and I tell the story in America, a story of redemption. I tell the story of how that unfolded and why my grandfather was so strong and what that means for kids growing up like me, why we should be hopeful and optimistic even in the hardest of times. You grow your metal under pressure. That's a very important ingredient to the success that I've had and the success of everyone that I know has had. People like yourself who work hard, who are dedicated, you do your homework, you get lucky because preparation plus opportunity equals good luck.
Quick break. More with Senator Tim Scott. His new book out, America, A Redemption Story. This is probably one of the best books on a person, their autobiography, that I've ever read in my life. It's that good. Hannity.com, Amazon.com. Look, I love this company, Henry Repeating Arms. They're just such great people. The owner, Anthony, he gives, for every Henry they sell, 100% satisfaction guarantee. He even says, quote, Henry owners have my personal guarantee to make certain they're 100% satisfied with their purchase of our rifles, our shotguns. And if you spend your hard-earned money on a Henry, I assure you we'll do whatever it takes to make sure you're happy with your Henry. That's HenryUSA, one word, .com, HenryUSA.com, and you're going to love your Henry as much as I love my Henrys, plural. Yes, I have a number of them. We continue with Senator Tim Scott, his new book, America, A Redemption Story. Let's talk about the turning point. You have the accident, you'd been an athlete, you thought you had a very different future, and then things turned for you dramatically. You were a horrible student, you were failing out, and then let's go into the moment of real change for you and what made the difference.
For me, Sean, one of the things I talk about in America, A Story of Redemption, is how that concept of redemption, second chances, was born in two major experiences. One was that freshman year in high school when I failed out. The second was in college when I gave football up and went in the direction of my faith, wanting to become a pastor. I learned very quickly that it is better to give than receive. There's a scripture, Luke 6:38, that says, give and it shall be given unto you. I learned that lesson.
You'll learn the lesson. But it's also a journey of faith. And, you know, I watch, and maybe your past experience impacts how you feel about things today. I've watched you viciously attacked, the most vile things said about you. I mean, I live that life myself, so I'm kind of immune to it because I've been doing this 35 years. I got the impression that it probably bothers you a little bit more than me, maybe because I grew up in New York and that was an average day in my life. But I watch it, particularly if you're African-American and you're a conservative, it's like they can call you any vile, horrific name, and that's still acceptable, even in this woke environment, this woke world we now live in. Why is that?
You know, Sean, you hit the nail on the head. There's no doubt that being attacked on a daily basis is something that I am growing used to. You've gotten used to it. But the one thing that I find to be most disgusting is when racism is condoned as long as it comes off of the lips of a liberal media pundit. God forbid a conservative bring up the issue of race. We are branded a racist, even though we both know America is not a racist country. But when the left and even the black leaders on TV call me an Uncle Tom or talk about Negroes when referring to Herschel Walker, there is not a sound from the national media. Let that be reversed for a millisecond, and you would have the kind of disdain from this media. But today, racism is okay if you're a liberal elite media pundit talking about a black conservative. That is disgusting and something that you do have to grow thicker skin. And one of the reasons why every single listener today should support Herschel Walker in Georgia, because we need more conservatives who are standing up. And the greatest threat to the liberal doctrine and the liberal progress are conservatives from diverse communities who stand up and are counted because they have the courage and the backbone and the support of people like you, Sean. You've been on Herschel's campaign, and one of the things I got to tell every single listener is listening to this show makes a huge difference. Lots of the positive
positions both you and him get from you are better than people than me, because when I interviewed him about this recent attack, he said, well, I'm just going to pray for the person. And I'm like, I want to just, you know, take my fist and run it through their face when people say it about me. But I will say this. This book is an inspiration, and you're going to relate to so much of this book and learn from it that it is worth reading for yourself. Get your kids to read it. It's Senator Tim Scott, America, A Redemption Story, Choosing Hope, Creating Unity. It's a great book, Senator. We're really proud of you. I'm honored to call you a friend, and I wish you the best with the book. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com. Soon, Tuesday, it'll be in bookstores all around the country. And we really look forward to having you on more often and talk about this and obviously the upcoming midterm elections.
Look forward to it, Sean. Thank you so much for your help and your friendship, and thank you for your moral guidance to our country. It is so important to have truth as our priority.
I think you being in the better position of leadership is better for the country, but I appreciate your kind words. Thank you, Senator. You're the best, and my best God to your family, too, as well. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound. And that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
When we come back, more of the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Let's hit our phones. Lex is in Mississippi. Lex, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. I'm amazed at the people in the federal government that cannot avoid COVID. Now, Benny Thompson has COVID, and I wish him health and safety always. But for the Thursday.
By the way, I second that. I don't want anybody to die from this thing. It's awful. I've seen the worst of it, and I wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah. For the Thursday hearings, the January 6th investigation, or as I call it, the soap opera As the World Burns, I wonder if they're going to be using this as an opportunity for Liz Cheney to campaign and just create sound bites. Because if she's able to somehow beat Harriet Hageman, then the Democrats win either way. Either way, they win the election.
Well, I don't think, I mean, she's not going to, I don't think she's going to win that election. That's my opinion. Hagerman has a significant lead. for Liz Cheney to be reaching out and asking Democrats to change their party affiliation to vote for her is laughable. I would assume she'll take the lead, considering I guess she's the co-chair of the committee. And they say they have scheduled one more hearing, but they have not been effective. There was a great column by Jonathan Turley, who's a Democrat, and said everything that they have promised, all the evidence that Donald Trump planned, plotted, schemed, orchestrated, all of this, none of which has been proven by the committee. And what they don't like is Donald Trump. And this is to bloody bludgeon and prevent Donald Trump from ever running again. Now, if you get to the standard that would need that you would need to meet legally, even in the D.C. District Circuit Court, they haven't met the standard, and they're not going to meet the standard. They have been selective in terms of the cuts that they have played. For example, I know that there's testimony of the Secretary of Defense at the time, Chris Miller, and others that have said that they were in the room when Donald Trump authorized up to 20,000 guard troops to be available, and he did it 2 days before the 6th. I talked to General Milley's people, and he recalls conversations about protecting the Capitol prior to January 6th. They didn't. Nancy Pelosi was off limits. She's in charge of security at the Capitol. Nobody's subpoenaed her emails, her testimony, or text messages, or phone calls. They haven't done it with the sergeant at arms. Nobody's asked Muriel Bowser why she rejected the troops in writing. Nobody's talked to the Capitol Police Chief and asked him why he was requesting troops and why they were denied. So they don't really want to get to the bottom of it. Of all the clips they've shown of January 6th, they don't want to show the clip of Donald Trump saying many of you will peacefully, patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. So, and their star witness is a hearsay witness, and you could easily check the veracity of her statement. I don't know if she told the truth, Cassidy Hutchinson, when she said that she heard from a third party that Donald Trump tried to commandeer the beast when he was driving. They could easily bring those Secret Service agents in or have them sign sworn affidavits under the threat of perjury. They haven't done it, and find out who's telling the truth. She testified under oath that this was her handwriting, a particular document that was written on that day. But yet the president's attorney says, no, that's my handwriting. I'll bring in handwriting experts and let's determine who's telling the truth here. But again, they don't want to get to the bottom of it. You know, it's been a one-sided committee. They've had a predetermined outcome from the beginning. And so I just haven't taken much of it very seriously, to be honest. They're doing what they said they were going to do, bludgeon Trump. That's all this is.
All right. Thank you for taking my time.
Appreciate you being with us. David is in California. Hey, David, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good, my friend. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm here in Santa Barbara, and I know you've said multiple times that you used to work here in Santa Barbara.
You did. I worked in construction out there. Well, that's where I first got my start in radio in 1987.
Oh, so you were there. Remember Channel City Lumber?
I don't off the top of my head, I'll be honest. No.
Okay, I thought that was it. Well, what I'm calling about is this town used to be beautiful. I mean, it's not anything like what you think it was back then. It's changed.
Really? What's changed? I've not heard that from anybody.
Oh, God. They've built hundreds and hundreds of low-income housing units and condos all through Goleta up into Santa Barbara. And the jobs are all be taken by people that are, you know, that are coming in through the border. And I'm not being racist.
You say there's a lot of illegal immigrants that need to be taken care of. But by the way, homelessness was a huge problem when I was there. Under the, you know, the big fig trees that still exist.
Yeah, it's still great. No, but homelessness.
It was all over the beach. Yep. I remember I used to ride my bicycle down there all the time, and I'd hang out at the beach, and believe it, I'd hang out with a lot of the homeless people and just chatted up with them.
Yeah,
I got to know a lot of them.
They're nice. This is a different generation of homeless, and they, you know, I it scares me because it seems like the people that are homeless right now, there are a lot of bad eggs that are just following the lead of all the other murder and stuff that's been going on.
The homeless problem in Santa Barbara has been, I can only imagine that it's exponentially worse because it's worse around the country. And then you add
the
sanctuary state status of California. That makes things with illegal immigrants far worse as well. And this is why the world does not need Gavin Newsom as president. He can measure the drapes all he wants, but God help us if he ever became president. He's a disaster. All right, my producer's mocking me in my ear.
I've been reduced to producer. I don't even have a name now. My God.
Linda from New York and Philly.
Listen, I'm just curious, you know, because I'm listening to you talk to this this gentleman, and I heard you say you used to hang out on the beach, which is problem number one because you're a pasty Irishman. And second of all, you say you're talking to the homeless people and chatting it up. What was going on?
No, I used to. I actually at one point had like this little moped that I bought for like nothing, and I'd ride that thing. And then I had a bicycle. I'd ride where I lived in Santa Barbara. It was a nice bike ride all the way down to the beach, and I'd pass that big fig tree and see all the homeless people. But there were a lot of homeless people in and around the beach area, and I just would stop. There's a big dock that would go out, and I would hang out there and buy some food. And, you know, if I'd sit down with people, there were a lot of homeless people there. I talked to them every day. I got to know them.
And what'd you guys talk about?
Whatever was happening that day. You know me. Listen, the people in my life hate to go grocery shopping with me.
Because you're on a paleo diet?
No, because I never shut up. I mean, that's my problem. I'll talk to anybody.
Listen, I have it on good authority, having shopped with you a few times, including the awkward Target shop with you. And Gomez.
No, I'm in and out
James.
Of the store pretty quick.
Oh, that's total crap. You were in that store. You talked to everybody. First of all, you came because you said I was taking too long. Meanwhile, you're walking up Del Rio.
You take too long because you're agonizing.
Because I'm price checking.
No. If we're going to tell the story
first
right.
First of all, you've told the story a million times. Now I'm telling it my way because I actually want to give them what actually happened.
Baloney.
No,
so
it's not.
You want to buy. We had been on a trip somewhere. I don't remember. We're coming back and Gomez and Sweet Baby James are there and I'm there. And we all go into Target to get Liam a choo-choo train, your son. And then there you are turning over every choo-choo train, and there's like 100 of them.
Well, yeah, because,
you know. Finally, I've had enough waiting for you with the choo-choo trains, and I grab a cart, and I start throwing them in one by one in the basket. I'm like, good, we'll buy these.
You know what it felt like?
We'll get out of here.
It felt like that. What's that game where, like, you win, like, a shopping spree, and you have to shop? You get like a minute or 2 minutes or whatever it is. You
I
get
never saw anybody agonize
cart.
Over
first
buying
of all,
a choo-choo
I was
train.
In the middle
the
of a thought.
Kid doesn't care which one you get as long as you
like,
get them one.
My mouth is like still moving. So literally with the cart, filling it up, like, you know, you get as much as you can in a minute. That was you and Gomez and James. Just like throwing everything in. And I'm like,
correct.
Okay, well, that's excessive. But I will tell you, as we walk through the store.
Wasn't excessive that Liam loved his Uncle Sean. He was very happy.
He always does, for sure. And Mommy on Amtrak did not. But moving on from that, all the people in the store, every aisle we would go in, you would say, oh, what are you buying today? Hi, how are you? Da, da, da. And then people would look at me and say, is that Sean Hannity? Yes, yes, it is. He's doing a Target survey. He'd like to know what you're buying today and find out
what
you
think. You know what my favorite is? My favorite is when I'm not recognized.
I've never been with you when you're not recognized. Never.
No, there are times people have no idea who I am. And when that happens, it's like paradise for me. Because I'm just like, I just want to be, you know, anonymous. I picked the wrong profession because I do love my anonymity. I wish I had anonymity. But when I talk, I'd like to talk to people about their lives. And, you know, like, for example, I go grocery shopping. And even if people recognize me, I'm like, can you believe the price of this crap? And then
you're literally building your monologue in aisle 11. You're getting all your intel from your neighbors. You're like, you know what, I'm going to talk
about
this.
Department. So I'm in the meat department, and don't ever go shopping with my sister. Oh my gosh.
Is she like me? Is she price comparing?
She is turning things over and looking.
So she's normal. Got it.
If you're buying a rack of ribs, you got to look at every rack to see which one's
the best one,
the
best
price.
Absolutely. Too much fat, not enough.
She buys a little chicken to grill or to broil, right? Whatever. Just a whole little chicken. It's not a big chicken.
Okay.
It was $20.
Which is excessive.
At that same store a year and a half ago, you can get a fully cooked chicken, probably a little bigger, for like $6.
Right. Take the work out of it, and here you go for less than half.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I hear
it's
you.
Ridiculous. And so, okay, people say, well, Hannity, you can afford it. I can, but I still have.
That's not the point.
Etched in my brain, I still think like the way I thought when I lived paycheck to paycheck. Now, I don't think that way when it comes to giving money away or giving
no, but
gifts
you
to
live,
people or bonuses to people. I don't think that
pragmatic.
Way.
You're pragmatic. You're pragmatic for sure, 100%.
But it pisses me off.
Well, it's inappropriate.
I paid $6 and the chicken was cooked and it usually was pretty decent.
Agreed.
Now I'm paying $20 for uncooked chicken. And now my sister puts all these seaweed on it or whatever the hell she puts on the spices. I don't, it's just, it looks like, you know, pine cone sprinkles.
Are they known as herbs? Herbs.
Herbs and spices that I've never known or heard from.
Probably rosemary and stuff like that.
Rosemary and thyme. I know, there's a song written about it by Simon and Garfunkel. Got it. What is it? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and
parsley,
thyme?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Or we could rename the song Pinecone Sprinkles.
Yeah. And seaweed.
I'm like, that's Scarborough Fair.
But she makes,
Fair.
So she cooks this chicken, and she's been living with me because, you know, she's in the middle. She sold her house, and their new house isn't ready yet.
So you're back to your Franklin Square days, huh?
She did me a favor by cooking, and I don't really love her cooking. I'm not trying to offend her. I hope she's not listening.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good night for you. You're going to get extra pinecone sprinkles tonight.
Breaking news now, a police report at Sean Hannity's house.
I'm like, they sold chickens cooked, the same exact chicken for $6, cooked, fully cooked, in a rotisserie chicken thing where it goes around and around in a circle.
I bet you're the guy who, when you go into a store and they have those little tables set up with the free food samples, you're that guy.
Costco's.
You're going to stand there. You're going to talk about the machine. You want to know how they made it. You want to try all the different seasonings. You're that guy, right? Go ahead. You could say it. We
right
know.
Now.
It's okay. We know.
Pre-COVID, Costco always had samples. I love Costco's having samples.
What was your favorite sample?
I could tell you right now.
Not pine cone sprinkles.
They had this Philly cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. I forget the brand. Forgive me for not remembering. But I remember, I'm like, this is the greatest. Because usually, if you buy like Steak'em or any of those things, no offense.
No, Landis
to the producer,
is good. I like Landis.
Okay, so they have one that you can make a real Philly cheesesteak, and I would make it because you know I love onions.
I know.
And you put cheese. Now, you don't have Cheese Whiz at home, but you put cheese on top. I mean, it's so good.
It's very
good.
And
I eat it without bread, as you know. I don't eat bread.
Mm-hmm. There was a time when you did. Every once in a while, there's a good cheat day. You know, if you're going to have a cheat day, that's a good meal.
Yeah, I have one cheat day a week.
And what do you have? What do you have on your cheat day?
The bread and pasta are my weakness.
All in one day, right? Get it all in for the week on
Sunday. Sometimes, you know, I could be good. I'm good all week, and I have one day, and it's usually one meal. I'll starve myself a whole day just to have a whole cheat meal.
I think that's a good idea. I've done that many times.
Yeah. I want to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police officer James Canelli, he passed away sadly in 2017. He had 9/11 related cancer developed from his search and rescue efforts at the World Trade Center after the terrorist attacks. Our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they're committed to ensuring that America keeps their vow to never forget 9/11 and keeping the memory of heroes like Officer Canelli alive. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. For the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. You know, for people that want a private life, you know, like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, let's see, doing series on Netflix and doing interviews with Oprah and doing book deals and trashing America at the UN is not exactly the way to ingratiate yourself to privacy. Anyway, Piers Morgan will weigh in. We'll have the latest in the battle over transitioning to green energy. Kellyanne Conway, Joe Concha, Joe Bastardi, Kevin McCarthy, John Walsh on how crime is worse than it's ever been throughout his entire career. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News, set your DVR for the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight at 9, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
This is the best of the best. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.